Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are visiting with Ines Templey, a successful entrepreneur and a career transition expert and a best-selling author. Her companies LHH Peru and LHH Chile are the leading career transition and talent development organizations in both countries, and LHH is the world's leader in outplacement. Her new book is called You Incorporated Your Career Is Your Business. And Ines, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you, Eric. I'm very happy to be here with you this morning.
And most pleased to catch up with you. Looking forward to hearing from you per your expertise here today. So for starters, why do today's workers need to continually cultivate themselves? Let's start there today.
Because that's the only way, Eric, to higher up their level of employability, it's the only thing that will make us be secure in the job market. Just remember that we need to be relevant in order to have demand for our professional services and to keep up in the labor market. I mean, just remember everything that automatization and artificial intelligence, all that's going on, which is changing the profiles of every single position. So unless we keep up, we will be just irrelevant.
And isn't that the truth? Why is it important that we consider ourselves entrepreneurs who provide professional service even to our boss?
I guess that when we act and behave and work as just as employees, we are not assuming the clear responsibility that we own our own careers, in the sense that we are the owners of our own businesses, which provide services to others. In that particular case that you're mentioning, to our bosses, for example. So it's our company, it's our services, it's our life. So we are in charge of that. So it's in our own interest that our service has the best quality as possible, that we have the best recommendations possible, that we keep up to be always very relevant. So it's our business, it's our career, it's our services. So we are responsible for the quality of those and for the further success of our careers then.
And that certainly makes a lot of sense, and some great information to point that out as well. What's the most important thing to consider in creating our personal brand? Talk to us about that.
I would say there are a few most important things. One, of course, is to create value, to add, make, you know, have good results in whatever work we do, because that's what we are paid for. Second, it's very important to keep up, as we said before, developing our own profile and keeping up with our competencies, our skills, our talents. It's very important also to have the right attitude towards work and towards our bosses. And it's very important to keep it very clear that whoever people see us, that's the way they will refer to us. And since we are always competing for positions, we are always competing for work, you know, we need not only to do our work well, but we need to have all the right references, the right image, the right reputation in order to keep having demand for our services, wherever we are working in a company or if we are in the job market to find new positions.
And certainly appreciate your input. So far today, we're joined by Ines Templey, a successful entrepreneur, a career transition expert, and a best-selling author of her new book called You Incorporated, Your Career Is Your Business. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Ines, continuing on, how does the act of defining our individual idea of success make us more likely to achieve it?
Because we see a lot around the world, Eric, is that most of people that work are not really clear where is that they want to go to. They're not really clear is what do they want to do, what is that it's to be loyal to themselves, what's the direction or the purpose of their career. They haven't defined their own success formula, which is very different from one person to the other. Everybody, every one of us has a very individual way of understanding what success means to us. And we need to be very clear about that. It's the only way that we can achieve it. So success for me can be a combination of, let's say, work, family, spiritual life, you know, my friends. From somebody else can be a different combination. But unless we define that, we won't be able to understand a clear path towards attaining that idea of success. And I know that whatever I'm saying sounds, you know, like obvious or basic, but I would estimate that not more than 10% of over, you know, 50,000 people I've personally worked with in my career have a clear and defined career map or a clear and defined business plan for their own career. They just go there. They don't know where. They just keep on moving with not a clear direction or clear focus on how to achieve their success they're longing for.
Also, Ines, tell us if you would, how can we best position ourselves to be competitive in this huge global market?
Ooh, that's a big question. Of course, the things I mentioned before, I mean, doing a great job, keeping ourselves relevant, being very clear about our personal marketing, our personal brand, both in the real and the virtual world. Just remember, whenever we meet someone, they will just look for us on the media and virtual media, and we'll see how do we present ourselves, what is that we're saying about ourselves that might be important or interesting. And I think something that's key, and it's never enough to repeat it many times, is it's a whole matter of values. You know, the only way that we keep up a reputation and a long-standing career is that if our values are the right ones, if we really try to do good and live with ethics and be very straightforward with the things that we say and we do. It's basic, but it's key. There's no reputation that can stand over acts that are not consistent with good values for everyone, for society, basically.
Ines, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us here today. Some really good information. And can't thank you enough for sharing your expertise here with the audience today. If listeners wanted to get more information on you or to get more information on your book or to actually pick up the book, You Incorporated, where's the best place to get all these details?
Yes. My book is on all the digital stores and also in any local bookstore. And my webpage, www.inestemple.com, has over 800 articles and videos, both in English and Spanish, about these different topics. Everything's there for whoever wants to use them. And it's very important that we really keep up to what's going on in the job market. Everything is changing too fast, Eric, and we cannot be complacent. We cannot be arrogant and decide to stay where we are safe, because we really need to keep up moving.
And that is so true, and I can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciate what you do in the space. Again, folks, it is nstemple.com. Ines, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for all your very nice questions. Thank you, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Ines Temple, a career transition expert and a best-selling author. Her companies, LHH Peru and LHH Chile, are the leading career transition and talent development organizations in both countries, and LHH is the world's leader in outplacement. Her new book is called You Incorporated, Your Career is Your Business. And for all the details and for contact, simply visit inestemple.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.